Texas Music Magazine is remembering Buddy Holly with a special commemorative issue. Richard Scantz is the editor of Texas Music Magazine.
I definitely think he's had a huge impact, and I just think, you know, the fact of, you know, his very kind of humble origins is just kind of makes it all the more, you know, intriguing and fascinating. It's just kind of the ultimate kind of rock and roll fable, I guess, or fairy tale, just, you know, coming from this kind of little godforsaken kind of town, and just kind of in such a short span of time, you know, just a couple of years pretty much, and really having such an incredibly long-lasting impact.
Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may.
Today's kids, the generation that's now out there buying up the bulk of the music, are they familiar with Buddy Holly? Do they know who he is?
Probably not, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm 36, so, you know, I certainly didn't grow up with Buddy Holly myself. But, you know, I think anyone that has an active interest in music, you know, they'll, you know, there's enough strains that he kind of influenced that it all kind of leads back to him. You know, I mean, whether it's, you know, whenever a kid, you know, is going to, you know, if they're not, unless they're completely resistant to anything not made in the last 10 years, you know, eventually they'll go through their Beatles phase or their Rolling Stones phase, and, or, you know, and anything like that is going to kind of, you know, when you really get into a band like that, if you really take it seriously, or, you know, even a casual interest, you kind of like turn over stones, like, okay, where did that come from? Where did that come from? And that's, you know, that can lead people, you know, from the Stones, you go back into the blues and, or, you know, the Beatles back to their influences. And, you know, Buddy Holly's kind of like a, you know, Rosetta Stone of a lot of that stuff. And so he's definitely, you know, kids, you know, well, it's not like, you know, Buddy Holly is completely, he's never going to be forgotten. You know, there's always going to be, you know, people are going to be rediscovering his music and discovering it for the first time, you know, just through that way. If not, you know, they're not going to be hearing him on the radio, but they will hopefully, you know, still, you know, their own curiosity will lead them back to him. And I think that's a good thing. And I think, you know, I have faith that, whatever, you know, the current music scene is, you know, all these classics and, you know, these kind of legends and the really important artists from the past, you know, people are going to keep, there's always going to be a new generation discovering them.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. So here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy,
doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
There'd been other artists that had, you know, the core rock and roll combos before, but, you know, definitely Buddy Holly was one of the first, you know, that went out and, you know, he wrote the songs. You know, that was a big impact on, you know, the Beatles and any number of artists after that. But, you know, he wrote the songs. You know, he had such a, you know, complete vision of what he wanted to do. You know, even, I think, even when he was, you know, first going in the studio and stuff, you know, there was kind of, you know, there's a story about, you know, where his one of his early producers or label heads wanted him to, you know, do more of a country thing. You know, it's kind of, he had his origins in kind of a country music, but he was like, you know, was definitely kind of had his own sound in his head, and he wanted to do that, and he kind of went through with it, and it paid off. But also, you know, I think another big influence, too, is he was such a, you know, he was a geek. Yeah, you know, he's just, you know, you look at him, and, you know, a lot of artists, you know, we, you know, the have talked about him, you know, in our issue of Texas Music, where we featured him. There's, you know, they talk about, especially the other guys from Lubbock, like Terry Allen or Joe Ely, you know, that's all. But talk about how, you know, rock and roll at the time, you had Elvis, and Elvis was just this impossibly cool, like, kind of icon, and like, ooh, but like Buddy Holly was, you know, he's a skinny kid with glasses, and, you know, just not what anyone at the time or even today would really think of as rock and roll, and yet he was rock and roll, and it was kind of, that was inspiring in a way, you know, it was like for, you know, hey, if he can do this, then I can do it, and, you know, in the same way that, you know, later on, you know, punk rock and stuff like that. It's like, okay, you don't have to be a musical genius necessarily. I mean, I think Buddy was, but, you know, it's in punk rock, the idea was like anyone can do this, pick up a guitar and just do it.
Well, we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Rock is everything gonna be high, cause tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. Well, I got a little gal I call her Ivy. Come from Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee, and tonight we gonna rock the rock around with Ivy. Ivy says she gonna do me right tonight. I'm gonna wear my blue suede shoes tonight. And tonight we gonna rock the rock around with Ivy. Ivy, well, we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Like I said, everything gonna be high, cause tonight we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues.
Do you have a Buddy Holly song that you think is the Buddy Holly song?
Not Fade Away, you know, just because, you know, it's not so much his version, which I know was, you know, very important, but, you know, I always, you know, my, when I think of that song, I personally think of, like, Joe Ely doing it live, and he does a version on, I think, on his Live Shots live record that's just, I think, is a definitive version of that song, which, of course, also is, like, I think that was a Rolling Stones' first top 10 single in America was their cover of Not Fade Away, and it's just kind of a, just such a simple, perfect little rock and roll song that just kind of lends itself to, you know, I'm sure it's been covered, you know, live and on record just countless times, but it's just, it always sounds great.
Richard Scantz is the editor of Texas Music Magazine. Their winter issue's dedicated to Buddy Holly and J.P. Big Bopper Richardson.
Gonna be